Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of transferring a DAISY book from your Mac onto your iOS device, such as your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. And of course, in the case of this demonstration, I've actually downloaded a book from the iAccess Online Vision Australia service through http://i-accessonline.visionaustralia.org. So currently the book is sitting in my Vision Australia downloads folder. And of course, the first thing we need to do to prepare the book to get transferred over to my iPhone in this case is to compress it, so then we can use it with iTunes to transfer the book across. So first of all, before we get started, let me say that my MacBook Pro is turned on, VoiceOver is running, and let's start from a known spot on the Mac by going to the desktop with Shift-VOD. Of course, the VO keys being the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Now the Vision Australia downloads folder is in my downloads folder on my Mac. So to quickly jump to the downloads folder, I'm actually going to do Option-Command-L.
Downloads, now in downloads window, list view.
Now it's going to jump straight down to my downloads folder by just typing VIS for Vision Australia.
Vision Australia downloads folder, today 10.
Okay, and of course I could have interacted with that list view, which to put it in list view you can do command 2. Interact with the list view by doing Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down to interact with the list table. VO down arrow Control Option down to get down to the Vision Australia downloads folder. And then do what I'm about to do now, which is Command O to open up that folder.
Open list view table.
Okay, now I'm going to interact with that table now because it's only currently got one book in it, which is The Host by Stephanie Meyer. So I'm going to interact with the table with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with list view table row 1 of 1. Name the host folder column 1 row 1.
Okay, so we've got the host folder. Now we need to compress that whole folder into one file that we can then use with iTunes. So I'm going to activate my context menu for VoiceOver, which is Shift-VO-M for Mary, or Shift-Control-Option-M.
Menu, 14 items.
Okay, and we're going to come down to compress. So VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Open. Move to trash. Get info. Compress the host.
Okay, and that's exactly what we want to do. So I'm going to do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Closing. One, the host folder collapsed. Now in copy window. Compressing 146 items to the host.zip.
Okay, so basically it's compressing.
Now in Vision Australia downloads window. The host folder, column 1, row 1, selected cell 2 items.
Okay, so now we should have a host zip file now. So if I do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
The host.zip zip archive.
Host.zip zip archive. The reason why it said .zip is because I've actually got file extensions turned on in Finder on my Mac. Okay, so the host.zip file, not the folder, the file, is the thing we're going to be using to transfer, in my case, over to my iPhone through iTunes. So I'll leave the file there for the moment. Now we need to go and run iTunes. So I'm just going to go back to my desktop for a known spot, and of course, again, that's Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D.
Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Let's go to the Applications folder because we want to get iTunes from there, so that's Shift-Command-A for iTunes.
Applications, now in Applications window.
I'll quickly jump down to it and kind of type in ITU.
iTunes.app application, 08/06/.
Okay, now of course, again, I could have interacted with the Applications table by doing Shift VO down arrow and then VO down arrow, Control Option down to iTunes, and again, about to what I'm going to do now, which is Command O to open up iTunes.
Open. iTunes. iTunes window. Sources table. Row 2 of 26.
Okay, now I'm on the source list of my iTunes table. I've already got my iPhone, in this case, plugged in. as you can tell, it's just synced itself. And I'm just going to jump down to it. The name of my iPhone is David's iPhone, so I'm going to type in DAV.
David's VA iPhone, battery, 92% charging.
Now, of course, I could have also interacted with that source table again with Shift VO Deno, or Shift Control Option Deno, and then VO Deno, Control Deno down to my iPhone name. And then once I was on that, I could then interact with the table with Shift VO Up Arrow, Shift Control Up Arrow. And now we can move to the right with VO Right Arrow or Control Option Right Arrow.
Summary, selected radio button, 1 of 10.
Now we're over to the tabs, although VoiceOver calls them radio buttons. And we want to get to the apps radio button. So I'm going to do VO Right Arrow, Control Option Right Arrow.
Info radio button, apps radio button, 3 of 10.
Okay, I want to select that with VO Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar.
Press apps. Selected apps radio button, 3 of 10.
Now we want to get to the scroll area so we can interact with it to find the file sharing table so that we can then transfer that host.zip
selected
file.
Apps radio button.
Thank you, iPhone again. Or iTunes downloading some podcasts for me. So we can get to that book, the host.zip file, to transfer over, in my case, to the Daisy player on my iPhone, which is called Read to Go. That's R-E-A-D, the number 2, and the word G-O, go. So Read to Go. Okay, so let's do VO Right Arrow, Control Option Right to get to the scroll area.
Tones, radio button, 4 of 10. Music, movies, TV show, podcast, books, photos, scroll area.
So let's interact with the scroll area with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with scroll area. 9 items, sync apps, check checkbox.
Now, just a tip here. I've currently got my apps checked on because I'm syncing apps to my iPhone. You actually don't have to have that checked on. Indeed, you could actually plug in your iPhone into anybody's iTunes and transfer a book over just using the file sharing table to transfer, in our case, the Daisy book over to your iPhone. Now, I happen to know the file sharing table, as far as VoiceOver is concerned, is at the bottom of this window. So I'm actually going to jump to the bottom of the window and then move, if you like, to the left. So to get to the bottom of the window, it's actually Shift VO End. And of course, using a MacBook Pro keyboard, the actual keystrokes are Shift, Function, Control Option, Right Arrow, because of course the Function key turns the Right Arrow into my End key. Okay, so bottom of the window is Shift VO End.
Select apps from the list on the left to view the documents that are on your iPhone.
Okay, so I'm going to do VO Left Arrow, Control Option Left Arrow.
File Sharing Apps Table, Row 1 of 12. Ariadne GPS, text selected.
Okay, that's our File Sharing Apps Table. So we need to select the app that we want to transfer the book over to, and of course that's Read to Go. So I'm going to interact with the File Sharing Apps Table, of course with Shift VO Down Arrow, or Shift Control Option Down Arrow.
Interact with File Sharing Apps Table, Row 1 of 12.
And now we can move down to Read to Go in my case with VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Downcast, tag, Hoku SAI, text, iWriter, tag, Kindle, text, List Recorder, text, Mailshot, text, Money Reader, text, Pages, text, Proloquo to Go, text, Read to Go, text.
Okay, that's Read to Go. That's the one we want. So let's just uninteract for the moment with Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with File Sharing Apps Table.
And let's move to the right with VO Right Arrow, Control Option Right Arrow.
Read to Go Documents, File Sharing Documents Table.
Now that's the current list of books in my case, currently in Read to Go on my iPhone. And if you wanted to indeed, you could interact with that table now. VO up and down arrow on it. And you could even do Command Delete to delete books off Read to Go using iTunes to get rid of the books for you. I don't want to do that at the moment, so I'm going to do VO Right Arrow, Control Option Right Arrow.
Add button.
I want to add a book or a file to Read to Go. So VO Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar.
Press open.
Now I'm actually going to force it to look in my downloads folder on my Mac. So I'm just going to do Option Command L to force it to my
24
downloads.
Rows added.
So I'm going to interact with that table with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Display layout.
Okay, now I happen to know that the book is in my Vision Australia, in my case, downloads folder. So I'm just going to type in VIS.
Vision Australia downloads folder collapsed.
And that's my, in my case, the Vision Australia downloads folder. I'm actually just going to expand that rather than going into it with VO backslash or control option backslash, and the backslash key, if you're not too sure where it is, it's above your enter key on the right hand side of your keyboard or below your delete key. So basically it's the key between your delete key top and your enter key just below it. So we'll do VO backslash now, control option backslash.
Two rows added, row 24 expanded.
Okay, VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
The host folder collapsed.
Okay, there's the host folder, which was the actual folder that we then compressed into the zip file, which is the next file down. So VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
The host.zip zip archive.
And that's the one that we want. So if I just press the enter key.
Now in iTunes window, add button.
Now, as you can probably tell from the sound in my mixer, my iPhone is becoming very busy because basically that book is now being transferred over to my iPhone via iTunes. And it's finished making the noise now, which means it's basically completed. So let's just check where our cursor is. So VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Add button is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, we're back to the add button. So let's move to the left, VO left arrow control option left to get to that documents table.
Red to go documents, file sharing documents table, row 1 of 21. Change your underline of underline worlds underline.
Okay, and let's interact with that table now to see if the host is indeed in that documents table now. So the interact command, of course, being shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with red to go documents, file sharing documents table, row 1 of 21.
Okay, and let's do VO down and control down to see if we can find the book, the host.
Dragons underline, Ender's Game, Juxtapage, Path underline, Rogue underline, Split and Fit, The Hobbit, The Host.zip, Text, 398.7 MB, Text, Today 105.
Okay, and indeed, there it is. So basically, we've now transferred the book over to my iPhone through iTunes, and now that is all left to do is to, let's be tidy,
stop
and close iTunes, and then we can go and have a look at and listen to the book on my iPhone using Read2Go. So I'm just going to close iTunes for the moment because I don't need any more by just doing Command Q.
Quit iTunes. Finder. Applications window.
Okay, back to the applications window. I'm just going to close that with Command W.
Close window. Now in desktop. Dropbox alias. Selected alias.
Okay, so that's enough for the Mac for the moment. I'm kind of just going to leave my iPhone plugged in, but at this stage you could actually just take your iPhone out now that the file or book's been transferred across. So I'm just going to grab my iPhone off the table. Okay, so I've got my iPhone, and basically I'm on the home screen that contains, in my case, the Read2Go application. And as we all know, if you touch the screen, VoiceOver will read what's under your finger, or you can do a flick left and right to move backwards and forwards on the screen, left to right, up and down. So basically, I'm going to touch my screen to find my Read2Go application.
Read2Go.
Okay, there's Read2Go. So one finger double tap to open.
Read2Go. Bookshelf. Button.
Now, in my case, what I'm going to do is tap on that bookshelf button because I was previously listening to another book. So I'm going to do one finger double tap. And I've gone back to my bookshelf. And that sound is probably through my mixer, the book currently unpacking. So I'm just going to do one finger flick to the right to go down item by item to find the host.
Edit. Selected. Author. But latest. Search. Changer of Worlds. Dragon's Nest. Ender's Game. Selected. Juxtaposition. Path of the Fury. Rogue Squadron. Split Infinity. Sydney Morning Herald. The Forests of Sight. The Hobbit. The Host. Stephanie Meyer.
Okay, and there's the host. Let's do one finger double tap to open up the host.
Book detail. Bookshelf. Back button.
And again, we can do a one-finger flick to the right.
Book detail. The host. Read. Button.
And I'm going to do a one-finger double tap on the read button.
Bookshelf. Button.
The Hope by Stephanie Meyer. Narrated by Annie Maynard.
Okay, so let's read out the title of the book. We're now in the main navigation window for the book, The Host. So if I come down to my home button down the bottom of the screen and come up a little bit.
Play pause. Button.
I've got the play pause button. I can do one finger double tap to start the book playing.
Play.
The Host by Stephanie Meyer,
okay.
Narrated by Annie
one
Maynard.
One finger flick to the right.
Next phrase.
That's
button.
Next phrase. One finger flick
it's
to the right.
It's a Daisy recording. Next section. Button.
Next section.
Service.
Commit. While it's playing.
Next section. About this Daisy book.
That's the next section.
This audiobook has
one
been structured using one
level.
The contents
section
are as follows.
One finger double tap again.
Next have a section.
Note. One finger double tap again.
Next about section.
About the author.
One finger double tap again.
Next dedication.
Section. One finger double tap again.
Next poem. Section.
One finger double tap again.
Next prologue.
Section. One finger double tap again.
Next chapter section. One.
Chapter
remembered.
One.
I knew it would begin with the end, and the end would look like death to these eyes.
Okay,
I had
so
been
we
warned.
Can now sit back, relax,
not these eyes, my eyes, mine.
So
this
if
was
I do
me
one
now.
Finger flick to the left.
The language I found myself using was.
Next
but
phrase, button,
okay,
chop,
boxy,
blind,
so
and linear, impossible,
play, pause, button,
one finger double tap again.
Yet, still at, pause.
And I've paused the book as well. Okay, so that's basically how you start listening to the book on the iPhone. Now, for the moment, I'm just going to close the Read2Go application by just pressing the home button.
Home. Books. Opened.
And I'll come back to my books folder that I've currently got on my iPhone, which contains the Read2Go application. If I press my home button again.
Books folder. Five apps.
Okay, I've closed that folder. Press home again. And in my case.
Home. Messages.
I'm now finally back at the first icon on my default home screen, which is Messages. So that's basically how you can compress a DAISY, in my case audio file, on your Mac, and then plug in your iOS device, in my case it was my iPhone, go to the device, go to the Apps tab, or as VoiceOver calls it, the Apps Radio button, go into the scroll area, access the file sharing apps table, in my case I chose Read2Go, you then choose the add button, choose the compressed file of the book that you compress the folder into, and then hit enter on the book you want to transfer across. It then transfers it across to your iOS device again, i.e. in my case the iPhone. Then you can leave iTunes alone, close it down, unplug your iOS device, come back to your, in my case, the iPhone, run the application, in my case, which was Read2Go, access the book on the bookshelf, press the play pause button, and start listening to your book, in my case, the DAISY audiobook. And just before I finish, I should say also that the DAISY player, Read2Go, also does DAISY text, as well as DAISY audio. So for folks that use DAISY text books as such, i.e. from Bookshare, which the app will actually automatically log you into, if you don't wish to use that, you can also use the DAISY text newspapers. If you're a member of the Vision Australia iAccess Online Library Service. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of transferring a DAISY audio book from your Mac using iTunes over to your iOS device. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.